and at last your own death will steal upon you. A gentle, painless death. Far from the sea it comes to take you down, borne down with the years in ripe old age, with all your people there in blessed peace around you. All that I have told you will come true. O Tiresias, I replied as the prophet finished, surely the gods have spun this out as fate, the gods themselves. But tell me one thing more, and tell me clearly. I see the ghost of my long-lost mother here before me. Dead, crouching close to the blood in silence, she cannot bear to look me in the eyes, her own son, or speak a word to me. How, Lord, can I make her know me for the man I am? One rule there is, the famous seer explained, and simple for me to say and you to learn. Any one of the ghosts you let approach the blood will speak the truth to you. Any one you refuse will turn and fade away. And with those words, now that his prophecies had closed, the awesome shade of Lord Tiresias strode back to the house of death. But I kept watch there, steadfast, till my mother approached and drank the dark, clouding blood. She knew me at once, and wailed out in grief, and her words came winging toward me, flying home. O, my son, what brings you down to the world of death and darkness? You are still alive. It's hard for the living to catch a glimpse of this. Great rivers flow between us, terrible waters, the ocean first of all. No one could ever ford that stream on foot, only aboard some sturdy craft. Have you just come from Troy, wandering long years with your men and ship? Not yet returned to Ithaca? You've still not seen your wife inside your halls? Mother, I replied, I had to venture down to the house of death to consult the shade of Tiresias, seer of Thebes. Never yet have I neared Achaea, never once set foot on native ground. Always wandering, endless hardship, from that day I first set sail with King Agamemnon, bound for Troy, the stallion land, to fight the Trojans there. But tell me about yourself, and spare me nothing. What form of death overcame you? What laid you low? Some long, slow illness? Or did Artemis' showering arrows come with her painless shafts and bring you down? Tell me of my father. Tell of the son I left behind. Do my royal rights still lie in their safe keeping? Or does some stranger hold the throne by now because men think that I'll come home no more? Please tell me about my wife. Her turn of mind, her thoughts, still standing fast beside our son, still guarding our great estate, secure as ever now? Or has she wed some other countryman at last, the finest prince among them? Surely, surely, my noble mother answered quickly, she's still waiting. There in your halls, poor woman, suffering so, her life an endless hardship like your own, wasting away the nights, weeping away the days. No one has taken over your royal rights. Not yet. Telemachus still holds your great estates in peace. He attends the public banquet, shared with all, the feasts a man of justice should enjoy, for every lord invites him. As for your father, he keeps to his own farm. He never goes to town. With no bed for him there, no blankets, glossy throws. All winter long he sleeps in the lodge with servants, in the ashes by the fire, his body wrapped in rags. When summer comes and the bumper crops of harvest, any spot on the rising ground of his vineyard rose, he makes his bed, heaped high with fallen leaves, and there he lies, in anguish, with his old age bearing hard upon him too, and his grief grows, as he longs for your return. And I, with the same grief, I died, and met my fate. No sharp-eyed huntress showering arrows through the halls approached and brought me down with painless shafts. Nor did some hateful illness strike me that so often devastates the body, drains our limbs of power. No, it was my longing for you, my shining Odysseus. You and your quickness, you and your gentle ways, that tore away my life that had been sweet. And I, my mind in turmoil, how I longed to embrace my mother's spirit, dead as she was. 3 times I rushed toward her, desperate to hold her. 3 times she fluttered through my fingers, sifting away like a shadow dissolving like a dream, and each time the grief cut to the heart sharper. Yes, and I cried out to her, words winging into the darkness. Mother, why not wait for me? How I long to hold you, so even here in the house of death we can fling our loving arms around each other, take some joy in the tears.